Identifying variances in costs. Variance is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. The difference between the expected, budgeted or planned value and the actual value. 2. In statistics, a measurement of dispersion of data. C. Estimate of error. Note that the budget could be fixed, set for a certain volume of sales, or it could be variable or flexible. In the latter type, the variable cost targets related to sales volume are automatically adjusted as the sales volume changes. In such a case, the volume target for inventory variances will be higher if sales are higher and lower if sales are lower. This type of budget avoids problems such as needing to explain a negative cost variance that was due to higher sales volume. Amounts above the projected or budgeted cost are negative variances, and amounts below the target cost are positive variances. The opposite would be true for revenue/profit variances. The degree of variance is important. Often there will be a threshold set so that variances above a certain level are considered material, significant, and needing management review, and variances below the threshold are immaterial, insignificant, and attributed to random variation. Even material positive variances may need a review, as someone could have used poor business practices, for example, below grade materials, or could have had a breakthrough to be emulated. Controlling costs and measuring variances is a way to ensure process conformance and adherence to quality standards. The measurement of cost variances in manufacturing is important because it indicates how well production is performing against plans from a cost standpoint. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cost variance as the difference between a budgeted or projected cost and actual cost. There are two common methods for determining cost variances: comparing actual costs to costs budgeted at the beginning of the planning period, usually a year; comparing actual costs to standard costs based on practical standards. Variance analysis review. Budget analysis compares the budget to actual results. Standard cost accounting compares standard costs to actual results. Both assess cost performance through variance analysis. Variance analysis can use a plan-do-check-action approach to improving performance. Define a budget or standard costs. Budgeting may involve a process similar to pyramid forecasting in that budget requirements are often developed from the bottom up, but are evaluated against strategy and constraints from the top down, resulting in a set of cost goals for the period. Standard costs can be set using historical performance data, or they can be aspirational, needed but feasible improvements. Manufacturing standards are defined for materials, based on cost at the time of purchase; labor at the point of production; variable manufacturing overhead. Variance analysis is not usually performed for fixed overhead because these items, for example insurance, are outside the control of operations managers. Measure and analyze the variance. A variance may be favorable or unfavorable, and the degree of variance is also measured. There may be a threshold that, if surpassed, triggers a management exception review. There are different measures for materials, labor, and factory overhead variances. Materials variances are measured by quantity used, material usage variance, and price, purchase price variance. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines material usage variance as the difference between the planned or standard requirements for materials to produce a given item and the actual quantity used for a particular instance of manufacture. Purchase price variance, PPV, is defined as the difference between the amount paid to the supplier and the purchase order, PO, cost or standard cost of that item. Unfavorable usage variances can relate to scrap caused by poorly trained workers or poorly calibrated or maintained equipment. Price variances are related to supply and demand as well as purchase volume decisions. Labor variances are measured by labor efficiency variance, how much should have been used to produce defined output, plus other variances such as variances in wage rates, labor rate variance in labor 1009, standard versus actual skill levels, and yield, labor efficiency variance or actual versus expected output. Overhead variances are measured by spending and by efficiency, what should have been spent for defined output. Cost center variances are variances related to specific cost centers. Scrap variances include assembly scrap, component scrap, and operation scrap. Determine changes that will produce improvement, for example, different budget incentives, re-engineered processes, new suppliers or contracts, training programs, quality inspections. Implement the changes. Remeasure variances.